The state right now is in the planning stages for a major highway project. It wants to widen the Everett Turnpike. Officials say along with providing much-needed traffic relief, the construction would impact about 50 properties that are adjacent to the highway. Over the years, the Department of Transportation has acquired lots of houses around the state, sometimes in preparation for road projects that, for one reason or another, never actually get built. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, that puts the agency in a strange position, that of landlord.
There's a duplex in the town of Hudson. It's set back from the road, surrounded by trees. It's pretty quiet. One half of the duplex is vacant, and Mandy Whitaker lives in the other half.
The property here is supposedly owned by the state of New Hampshire, the DOT.
Is it in decent shape?
I would love to think that it was, but when I have an entire attic infested with mold, my walls are infested with mold, there's termites, there's rot, and I mean, the sheetrock's not even rock anymore.
Whitaker has lived here since 2015. She's not happy with the home's shabby condition. Earlier this year, she stopped paying her rent, which kickstarted an ongoing eviction proceeding. She's squaring off with her landlord, the Department of Transportation. Yes, the same agency that paves roads and plows snow also currently owns and rents more than 100 houses and commercial properties around the state. They're in Conway, Troy, Merrimack, Lisbon. All in, the agency has spent close to $24 million on these houses. It purchased the Hudson duplex in 1995 for $115,000 because they had plans to build a highway. But that project got mothballed, and so the DOT rents it out.
Our motive isn't to become a landlord. We're doing the best we can to manage these properties.
This is Steve Labonte. He's an administrator with the DOT. To build new roads or highways, the agency sometimes has to buy land. It does that either through eminent domain or through a willing purchase at the fair market rate. These big projects, though, can get delayed. There either isn't the political will or the money or something else gets in the way. The DOT is then left holding the bag, a bag full of houses that it's paid for. So it tries to be a good steward of the taxpayers' money and recoup on that investment.
If the property is stalled, meaning that there is still a possibility it will be needed in the future, we will hold on to the properties and we will rent them out as best we can.
It's rented out some properties since the late 1980s. Other homes, it's sold off when the agency is certain the road project isn't going to happen. And then there's another category of DOT houses, the 45 or so that are in such disrepair that it would cost more to fix them up than the state could ever make back in rent. So they just sit there. The DOT calls them offline.
I like to think of them as ghost houses.
Okay.
I mean, have you seen some of these properties?
Yeah.
Some of them are not in great shape.
Some of them are not in great shape, yeah.
Would you want one in your neighborhood?
Would I want one in my neighborhood? I don't know that it would prevent me from buying a house in that neighborhood. But no, you want to see the houses in the neighborhood, and that's one of the benefits of having them rented out.
Another perk of them being rented, along with the income, is that the state pays the local property taxes, which is good for the town. As soon as the house goes ghost, the state is exempt from paying. Which brings us to Dover Point Road, and a faded yellow house with a purple front door and views of the Everett Turnpike right out back. Deborah Cody lives next door to this offline property.
It was a carpenter's union, and then it was a doggy daycare for a while. And then, you know, now it's just a standing site.
Do you think it's kind of a blight on the neighborhood, or do you not care?
It doesn't bother me one way or another. But they said they're not going to tear it down, so.
It would cost the state money to demolish this house, money it doesn't want to spend. To help deal with these properties, both the vacant homes and the rental units, the state has a contract with a property management company. Since July, it's been a Goffstown firm called Innovision. For about $120,000 per year, Innovision handles the on-the-ground work. It collects the rent and responds to tenant complaints and does regular inspections of the ghost houses to make sure they're secure and that there are no squatters. I spoke with some tenants who've lived in DOT houses for years. They had no complaints about the property managers. When something needed attention, they were on it. But others?
I'm extremely frustrated. Yeah, I love this place, but they're just making it extremely difficult.
Michael Anderson and his wife Cassie and their kids live in a DOT house in Hudson. They say one challenge has been turnover. The state has employed three different property management companies in as many years. That's created communication issues and lost paperwork, especially when they needed some work done.
We have well water, so we had issues where there was high levels of arsenic and things like that in our water that was not potable. And
how did they resolve that?
They had to put in a whole new filtration system.
But they did that?
After months of back and forth, yes.
Michael Anderson joked that he'd like to buy the house so that he can handle the repairs himself and not have to go through the DOT. But the agency isn't accepting any offers on this property right now. Even though it's owned it for 20-plus years, someday it may want to build a road here. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.